From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Tuesday that troops are to be dispatched to America's border with Mexico to thwart further illegal immigration.
Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The president and several cabinet members, including Defense Secretary James Mattis, Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, received a briefing on Tuesday to examine the administration's strategy. President Donald Trump says no one is tougher on Russia than he is, but the president has received criticism for his invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold a meeting at the White House. The Atlantic Council's Mark Simakovsky.
This is not the time to be inviting President Putin to the White House for a state meeting with the honors that would accord it when you're essentially expelling Russian diplomats.
Some experts say Russia is likely seeking such a high-profile summit to dispel the perception that it is isolated internationally. The Washington Post reported on Tuesday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller told attorneys for U.S. President Donald Trump last month that while he is a subject of investigation, that Special Counsel Mueller did not consider him a criminal target at the time. Cameroon's government says security forces have freed 18 hostages, including 12 European tourists, who had been seized by separatists fighting for the independence of English-speaking regions. Tensions started in 2016 when English teachers and lawyers demonstrated against the use of French in Anglophone areas. This is VOA News. China issued a $50 billion list of U.S. goods, including soybeans and aircraft, targeted for possible retaliation in an escalating technology dispute with Washington that companies worry could set back global economic recovery. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters that there is no winner in a trade war and that the country who wages a trade war will harm itself and others. The Chinese tax agencies said a date for imposing the increase would be announced later, depending on whether Washington goes ahead with plans to raise duties on a similar amount of Chinese goods. A unit of U.S. activist hedge fund Elliott Management revealed that it holds more than $1 billion worth of shares in key affiliates of South Korea's Hyundai Motor Group. Grace Lee reports that the group called for more rapid reform of the auto giant's governance.
Paul Singer's $33 billion firm is one of the few investors willing to take on South Korea's powerful family-run conglomerates. Last year, it forced Samsung to increase shareholder returns, and its latest call to Hyundai comes amid a government campaign to boost investors' power in a country where shareholder activism is rare. Elliott advisors made several specific requests, including much stricter corporate governance.
That was reporter Grace Lee. Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of American civil rights leader and Nobel Prize laureate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Some of Dr. King's children and a host of dignitaries renewed his call for racial and economic justice on Tuesday.
Just a couple of days ago in Sacramento, we saw a young man gunned down, holding a cell phone. Justice must be done somehow, some way, someday, and really right now.
King's vision of better days for all people beyond the racial and economic injustice resonates today, even after 50 years. Lawyers for two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar asked the court in Yangon Wednesday to dismiss the case against them, saying the evidence does not support the charges. If convicted, the pair face up to 14 years in prison. The judge is expected to rule on that request next week. The small island nation of Bahrain says its largest ever discovery of oil amounts to an estimated 80 million barrels. The government on Wednesday disclosed details of the find, saying in a press conference that the shale oil was discovered in the offshore Khalij al-Bahrain Basin, which spans some 2,000 square kilometers. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.